Well, Representative Imes, I thank you for joining me today. I understand that you're just starting out this term as the 5th District House Rep, but this isn't your first trip to Frankfort. You were a representative a while back. So how's it feel to be back in the House?
Shelley, it feels good. I mean, it's an entirely different pace than what I remember back in the 70s. I served four terms from 72 to 79 then, but the pace is just, of course, with all the electronic media that we have and the cell phones and all this, it's just a whirlwind up here a lot of times. I mean, I almost need an intern in fact, my wife's been up helping me this week just to keep me at right place at the right time and trying to get phone calls. As you know, we've had a little trouble connecting. It's just been a hectic schedule and a hectic week.
And speaking of that hectic schedule, I understand you've already just jumped right in and you're filing some legislation meant to protect states' rights. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, basically, while there's the whole gamut of states' rights you wish to address, you got to take it one piece at a time. And one of the things I think that's most important people in my district is the gun rights issue. I mean, the Second Amendment is pretty clear. Basically, what I've introduced is a House Joint Resolution, which has the effect of law. It basically says Kentucky won't recognize any federal laws relating to gun control, gun registration, and all that. We do all that. To me, it's strictly a states' rights issue as provided for in the Constitution, so whatever regulations we would have on gun ownership should be dealt with on a state-to-state issue and not federal government trying to come over. And basically, I see it as a usurpation or whatever the word is of the federal government's rights. But, I mean, we've done that in so many areas. But this is one that I think is very important to the hunters and people who just need self-protection. We're having extremely large numbers of people, getting concealed permits and all that. There are things going on. I just think people have the right to defend themselves and their property. And I just think this is something that's really needed nationwide and ought to be addressed.
And that seems to fall into kind of the same category as in some of the Western states that they've been trying to pass a state medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana in the case of Colorado. But they've been running into trouble with the federal government saying no. Since it's against federal law, you can't do that. Do you expect the same kind of fight with the federal government?
Oh, I think so, and I think you're going to see it from interurban legislators you look at Chicago, Illinois. I mean, that's probably one of the worst crime places in the United States, and they have some of the tightest gun controls in Illinois and in Chicago of anywhere. So, I mean, it's an obvious fact that all this gun control legislation doesn't work. It's not effective in it. And, I just believe people have the right to protect themselves. But even more so, I think all these things are state issues not to be dealt with by the federal government. I mean, we're working on the being able to grow hemp legislation that Commissioner Comer and I think the chambers and Commerce. I mean, it's just people's got to understand the difference between hemp and marijuana, and too long they've been classified together. But hemp was grown on my farm, is right behind where my house is now during the war, and I don't know. I mean, probably a lot of that may have been marijuana at the time, but there is a distinct difference between the two. And again, you've got the federal government saying you can't grow this. So even if we pass it in Kentucky, we still either got to get a waiver or, again, it's a state rights issue. I mean, it's interference with commerce, which is provided for by the 10th Amendment, and it's also a sovereign right of the state to decide what kind of crops and so forth you can grow here. And even, with the medical marijuana or marijuana, I mean, it's all a state issue to me.
And you're also the vice chair now of the State Government Committee, which has among its many duties redistricting. Do you think that's something that you're going to be able to get done in this session, or is this going to have to wait for a little bit longer like some people have wanted?
Well, the Speaker in particular wants to do it during this session. Now, I don't think the Senate is wanting to or is going to, quite frankly, but the Speaker has made a push. I look for him to have a redistricting bill probably next week. I don't know that for sure, but I think that's going to be important that we do have, at least we're going to have the ground play. And I mean, you know, the whole thing about the redistricting, if it's done according to court rulings and all this, that, and other, you divide as fewer counties, especially smaller counties, if they're under the magic number, they're not supposed to be divided at all. But, you know, right now I represent Trigg County, which is not a large county, and it is a divided county. But by the same token, Callaway County, the only county in West Kentucky that qualifies for splitting is McCracken County. So we will see, you know, once the Democratic leadership, which they still control the House and they're going to put it out there, we're going to see whether, you know, they're going to stay with the intent and purposes of the law to one man, one vote, or they're going to go in and use it for gerrymandering purposes to, you know, try to put more Republicans in the same district or divide the districts up. If we keep the politics out of it, the redistricting shouldn't be a problem. But my experience in the past has seen that politics is going to play a major role in any redistricting bill.
And another contentious issue that's up for debate this session is going to be the state pension funding.
Well, Shelley, it's not that it's contentious. It's probably better described. It's just such a big factor affecting our budget, our overall stability with our bond ratings and the economic ratings in Kentucky. I mean, it's got to be dealt with. And the sooner it's dealt with, the better. Now, the biggest question is going to be how to go about tackling it. You know, they made some inroads back several years ago that has helped, but we're going to have to still do some major, I don't think tweaking is the word, but we're going to have to go in there and work on the system as it's going to affect the Commonwealth the next 25 years. And we've got to get it back to a solvent state. That's hurting us overall, because, you know, if the state's financial rating is low, then that affects industry recruitment and growing jobs, growing our base in Kentucky, and those things affect the state's revenue. So, you know, you've got to weigh the balance of you can't increase taxes and make it attractive for anything or any purpose. So, again, you've got to either go back and cut some programs that obviously some people are going to feel are vital to what a state's supposed to do, but it's just a matter of balancing a checkbook to me. So we've got to make the best attempt that we can to create we're required by our state constitution to balance our budget, but we've also got to make the best effort to take care of the needs of the people of Kentucky and at the same time be able to grow our economy like we want to, which, you know, helps us on down the road. And Callaway County has gotten, you know, two major German companies coming in, so we are attractive to business. We just don't want to do anything that diminishes that. But the funding has got to come from somewhere to make this work. So it's just a matter of how we go about putting it together.
So this session is a fairly short session. So a lot of what is going to get done is pretty much already on the table. But do you have any long-term plans of things that you want to get done while you're in office?
Well, I don't have any personal agenda. It's just try to do my best to ascertain the wishes and the needs of the people in my district, give them good service. I think that's what I was elected for, is to provide the service, to be their voice in Frankfort on these kind of issues. Just try to do it in a fair and balanced way. You know, I think people are realistic enough to know that to have everything you wanted, you're going to increase taxes. So, I mean, it's just like the family's budget. You've got to decide what you want and what you can pay for. And again, we are required by the Constitution to have a balanced budget in Kentucky, and it's our aim to do so. And you know, building up bonding indebtedness and passing it on down is, we just can't do that.
Kenny Imes is the 5th District Representative for the Kentucky House. Mr. Imes, thank you for talking with me.